Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
And here we go.
You're tampering with powers reserved to God.
Oh, I was joking! Don't you know a joke when you hear one?
What you are doing is mad. It is diabolic.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? That's right, we're back again. I'm Jesse Shadoos, and next to me, a man who loves his beard as much as he would his own child.
David Ward!
And we're going to kick a little bit of that podcast action for you. Getting right in the mix, Ant-Man.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm super excited about Ant-Man.
I mean,
It's Paul Rudd.
I know, it's Paul Rudd. A lot of Paul Rudd face in the trailer.
Right.
The suit looks old school. That's what the suit. I hope maybe there will be an updated suit in it, but I love the suit as it is.
It was a good trailer because there was a lot of him and very little of Michael Douglas. I think they only showed him from behind.
Michael Douglas looks emaciated. He looks like he's dying.
Michael Douglas just looks like leather. Like he looks like old worn leather. With gray thread.
Oh.
It's just beat up. Catherine Zeta-Jones has sex with him. Imagine that. Just
I know, that's...
I mean, literally, like, this guy... I don't understand.
That's a whole nother road.
It is. I mean, I know, you know, dating an older man is cool, but, like, he's an old man. It's not older.
But yeah, man, Ant-Man, Paul Rudd. I mean, you've got... I bet you they're going to skip all the spousal abuse that Ant-Man had to, you know, go through.
Well, I mean, Ant-Man could have avoided all of his spousal abuse and stuff like that because she would have done whatever he wanted her to do had he shrunk down to Ant-Man size and just, like, got all up on the JJ. Like, I mean, he could be in there running around the walls, like, fast and, like, he could be up there just, like, he could be, like, literally wrapped around the clit giving it a hug.
Because he's as strong as he is as a human. As an ant.
Right. So, exactly. So he could just be down there giving it the tongue walloping of a lifetime. This guy doesn't know how to use his skills, man. Sure, he's good at beating people up, but he's not a cunning linguist.
Yeah. Oh, Ant-Man. But you got that?
Well, I know, but I think Ant-Man's going to be one of those ones where you go to see it, you've got expectations of it being okie doke. And it's going to blow you away. I got a feeling that it's going to blow you away. And I don't know what the teaser is going to be at the end, but I can imagine it's probably going to be some awesome Phase 2 stuff.
Well, no, it's going to be Phase 3.
Well, we're Phase 3 now, yeah.
Because it's going to be after Avengers, which I thought was weird. I mean, yeah. I'm excited for that.
Yeah.
I think it's interesting they're doing Ultron without Ant-Man.
Yeah.
We haven't had too much time to talk about Avengers stuff.
Do you think we'll see Wasp?
I think Wasp is definitely in it. The girl in the trailer has the damn haircut and everything.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
I would hope so, because I think you could tie that into the Avengers, and I think that would be a really nice way to do it.
I think that, because there's going to be, they've made hints that Avengers 3, they're going to have a different team. You know, or at least, I bet you they're going to play a big part in Cap 3.
Okay, well, okay, so here's my question, and I know we all know this is coming. Cap's probably gonna die. I don't know if he's gonna die in this one, or he's gonna die. Well, he can't die in this one. He's gotta die after Cap 3. So he may die in Cap 3.
He might die at the end.
Yeah, at the end of Cap 3.
If you don't read comics, then you're too fucking late, because this happened back in 2007.
Right.
2008.
And that would make sense, because they are bringing in the Civil War timeline.
And the guy that plays Bucky is signed on for like 9 movies.
He's signed on for 9 movies, exactly. So who's going to take the mantle? And after the end of it, we've already got Falcon in comic books being Captain America. Why not have Falcon in the movies? That guy that plays Falcon, he's not really been a big name, but now he's thrust into the spotlight a lot
more.
He's
cool.
Yeah, and I think nobody would be upset if his character developed, and after Bucky, he becomes... Captain America. Marvel's got to keep the movie franchise going. They've got to keep people in the seats.
They announced all the way up to, what, 2019?
Dude, I'm going to be fucking 40 before this Marvel shit's said and done. By the time the Infinity Gauntlet's done, I'm going to be like 57 years old. I'm just going to be like, fuck.
Can you imagine that we might get to a point? I mean, they're doing Infinity War, which I imagine is going to be based off of Bendis's Infinity. Yep. Was it Bendis? I can't quite remember.
I think so.
It's been a while since Infinity came out.
Infinity War?
No, just Infinity.
Oh, just Infinity. The new one. Yeah, I believe it is Bendis. I have all those. Yeah.
But I mean,
I haven't read them because I don't have the time. So I don't have the time.
So good.
Literally, I'm taking a vacation for 4 days coming up soon. We're going to go see Jim Jefferies.
That's right. That's that comedian.
Yeah,
we're going to go see
Jim Jefferies live at the Hard Rock. And then pretty much every day after that is going to be spent playing Destiny, hanging out with my girlfriend, and reading comic books. That's pretty much what I'm going to be doing because I am so far behind in my subs, dude. You would not even believe. Like, whole series almost behind. Like, 40 comic books in certain ones. Yeah.
You have, like, no clue what's going on then right now.
No, I don't. In Marvel, I collect every Marvel book just about. So you got to imagine how hard it is to read. Not only do I collect every Marvel book, but I collect basically Batman and Batman Eternal. Now, Batman's monthly, but Batman Eternal is weekly.
Yeah.
And they're already up to like almost 40. They're up to 39 right now. It's very tough to keep reading all these X books and Batman books and keep afloat.
Did you read Spider-Verse at all?
I have it. I have it.
Spider-Verse is sick shit. Oh, man. Right now, that is the book to read.
I have, like, everything. I have the new Star Wars coming out.
Marvel Star Wars comic property. That's awesome.
I've got those. First official canon. I've got Vader and Leia as well. That's a series.
Gotcha.
I also found out something interesting. Apparently, the book Tarkin that just came out recently is actually the first real piece of canon.
No shit.
Yeah.
They're finally the new one. That's good.
Grand Admiral Thrawn is mentioned in the book, so I hear. I haven't read the book yet. So
I told you. Now, granted, if you go back a couple episodes, I think Jesse may have gotten a little irate about it.
Mm-hmm.
I told you they're not going to wipe out everything as thoroughly as you think they are.
No. It seems that way. We'll see. Like I said, I'm waiting to pass judgment once the movie comes out. I want to see this thing with an open mind. I want to go in there and appreciate it for what it is. And I know there's one thing for certain. It's not going to be the Phantom Menace. So I'm good. I'm good.
You always hate on my pod racing love.
There's nothing wrong with pod racing.
So, okay. Let me bring it back to Batman.
Yes.
You mentioned you collect Batman.
Correct.
Batman Eternal. Right now they're doing a whole series where the Joker's coming back.
Yes. I just got that comic.
Endgame Part 1, easily. You got to text me when you read it because there are moments in that issue that I nearly gasped out loud when I read it.
Really?
Because it was just fucking awesome.
Well, look, I mean...
Snyder writes Batman like a fucking boss.
He not only does he write that like a boss, but he's also the writer on like five other DC books right now. I mean, he's
their Bendis right now.
I mean,
now.
He did The Wake. He did, what's the vampire one that I read? American Vampire.
Gotcha.
He did, I mean, he's done like four or five different titles, and he's writing, I think, three currently. So this guy's got his plate full, but to be able to have him... Oh, he's also writing Superman Unchained with Jim Lee.
You know, I haven't read that.
Oh, dude, it's fantastic. Listen, you have literally the top two comic book artists right now, arguably hottest comic book artists right now, Jim Lee and Greg Capullo.
Yeah.
And then you have Scott Snyder writing for both of them. I mean, DC's got a powerhouse going right now in the comic world. And honestly, I mean, Marvel's been good, but Marvel seems to me like it's floundering a little bit in the comics area, where it's taking off in the movie area.
Right. Well, Batman and Superman, of course, have a movie coming out next year.
Shit, yeah, dude.
Or so we thought.
Oh, get out of here. What's going on?
There's apparently a rumor going around.
Yeah.
That, I mean, I can show you the picture.
Yeah.
There's at the end of a leaked teaser that's supposed to be coming out before some fucking movie coming out.
It doesn't really matter what movie it is. It's going to have the trailer for Batman.
Oh, Jupiter Ascending, the fucking Mark Wahlberg movie. But before we get to that, it's not Mark Wahlberg, it's Channing Tatum.
No, it's Channing Tatum, but I just got to say, just real quick, I did see a little tease for that movie.
It's Chronicles of Riddick with Channing Tatum.
Thank you. That's the best. I think that is the best I've ever heard it described, and I completely agree with you right now.
Yeah, it's totally what it is. I'm just saying. And I love the Riddick movies.
Oh my god, dude. You know they got another one in the works.
Don't tell me that, because we'll talk about that longer.
Okay.
So, Batman vs. Superman, apparently, there's a subtitle area underneath the title at the end of this teaser, and it says, Part 1, Enter the Night, October 23rd, 2015.
Dude.
Part 2, Dawn of Justice, March 25th.
You're really dropping some knowledge right now. So we're gonna get one at the end of this year, or close to the end, and which is perfect, because you know how much we're going to be playing Batman, you know, the video game, Arkham Knight.
That comes out in fucking June?
Yeah, so it's going to be... I see why they delayed it. I mean, it may not have been intentional at first, but I think this delay till June is probably really good because people's hype for Batman is going to be still at a pretty decent level when those movies come out.
Yeah. And I got to say, I mean, but without getting into actors and stuff, I'm thinking this first movie is going to be an establishment, and I hate to say this because I don't know how many times I don't need to fucking see Batman's parents getting shot in an alleyway.
I think we can skip that.
But see, Enter the Night.
Right.
I feel like I'm going to fucking have to sit through another Batman origin story with Ben Affleck.
But I don't.
And I'm not against Ben Affleck, but I don't want to see.
I don't think that's going to be necessary, though, dude, because we're talking about really the Frank Miller Batman here. There's going to be a female Robin.
And they were there. That one actress that's in it tweeted a picture of her with red hair, and I was like, "Fuck, that's awesome!
Let's go!"
I forgot Carrie. Is her name Carrie in the movie? I mean, in the comic.
Yeah, I believe so. It's been a while. I watched the DC cartoon, but it's been a while since I've actually read it. But so we're already at the Frank Miller Batman right now, and that's fucking great for me. Like, I'm loving that. Okay, because that's how him and Superman are going to meet, and that's a great way for them to meet because. I always pondered in the movie, I mean, we know how they met in comic books, okay? It wasn't this way, obviously. This is how they finished their relationship. But if you do it as a start for the movies, it's a good way to bring a lot of people in.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Because Superman's already involved in that universe. You know, he's already involved in that whole thing. Green Arrow is involved in The Dark Knight Returns. So it's a good way to introduce characters if they go that route, and I think it's a good way to go. I don't think we're gonna have to deal if they show the pearls falling into the blood again, dude. I won't be out of the movie theater, but I'll be a little disappointed.
I just at that point it's insulting my intelligence as a reader and as a viewer.
Yeah,
because I've had to watch it in fucking Gotham, which I stopped watching after like four episodes because I can't handle it. I had to see it in Batman Begins. I had to see it.
Right.
I've had to see it so many times, I just can't fucking do it. I can't.
It's the quintessential go-to when you're restarting a Batman franchise. But I think since Nolan's involved, though.
No, he's not.
I thought he was.
No. I think he's very much... He might be, like, a producer, but I don't think he's...
Well, that's what I thought he was. I thought he was a producer.
I don't think he's hands-on.
He's hands-on, but what I'm saying is, I think, even as a producer, you're still going to have some input as to what goes on, and you're going to be like, look, we've already done this in recent memory. This is not like, you know, back in the 90s, you know, when we had those Batman, and then it was such a huge gap in between. It's in recent memory. People can go watch it right now. I would like to think that they're smarter than that. You know?
Yeah, I agree.
They
got Hans Zimmer doing the score. That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, Hans Zimmer doing a score?
Yeah, still.
I mean...
God, he is so fucking good. Did you see Interstellar?
No, I had not.
Oh, you piece of shit.
That's
one of the greatest movies I've ever seen in my life.
I was either go see The Hobbit or that, and I saw The Hobbit.
Oh, that's such a bad choice.
Right. Interstellar is going to be one of those movies that's going to come out, and I can download the Blu-ray. I'm not really that concerned about it. However, I did just recently get Birdman, the Michael Keaton film, that I hope he wins an Oscar for, but it probably won't.
I heard that was awesome.
Dude, it is... I just watched a couple of scenes to see if the quality was good. Emma Stone's fantastic. The whole thing just looked amazing. Oh, and speaking of which, the new Bond villain has been announced, and who it's going to be
is
Christoph Waltz.
Oh, yeah, that's my dude.
Bro, do you know how excited I am that Christoph Waltz is going to be a Bond villain?
Seriously. Christoph Waltz really cemented himself in my heart after Django Unchained.
Yes.
As that fucking dentist.
Yeah, man.
That was so great. He's like, I swear.
The way he dealt with the first two slavers was amazing, and it set a tone for his character being smarter than every single person in that movie.
Oh, yeah. Very awesome. So we got other pop culture-related news. We try to, you know, keep it up.
Yeah.
Apparently, and we were a little late on this. We were going to talk about this last week, but we, you know, it got serious, and we try to keep it lighthearted here.
Yeah, yeah.
Scarlett Johansson, once again, casted in something else. Something I would like to call the plaguing of an industry, and that's called whitewashing.
Yeah.
And she was casted in Ghost in the Shell.
And while she has the big eyes of Major Kusanawa, okay.
Kusanagi?
Kusanagi, there you go. I said Kusanawa again. Kusanagi. While she does have, you know, that. I mean, who are they going to get to play Batao? And then who are they going to get to play? Like, my whole thing is this. Like, if it doesn't take place in Neo-Tokyo, and it takes place in some place like New York City, you know?
Right.
That's, once again, that's going to be taking away from it. I mean, why do we have to deal with this? Like, can't we just get a Japanese woman?
I think that's why they ended up not doing the live-action Akira movie. Is that there was no... They were going to do it in New York. They were going to do it in Japan. They were going to do a lot of stuff. And they just never were consistent about where it was going to go. Which is a shame. I want... At least if the main character, you're not going to make her Asian, make a majority of the cast Asian. I don't know. There's no real way to go about it. But
I've enjoyed the anime so much. And it just got rebooted, actually, with this Ghost in the Shell Arise.
I've heard about that.
It's a 4-part miniseries where they reimagine the origins of Ghost in the Shell. And it's her meeting all of the other people for the first time. And then how they proceed and how that goes. And then it's been on Netflix, but there's a 4-episode miniseries. There's only been 2 released so far that I know of. I haven't seen the next one released yet, and it's been quite a while. But it's a nice reimagining of it. It's so much to put into a live-action film.
Yeah.
It's so much. And
that's almost Matrix-level shit.
It's very much Matrix-level shit. I mean, they're really going to have to go all out for this. And I am such a fan of the anime. And I say that seriously because I'm not a huge anime guy.
Right.
It takes really good anime for me to pay attention. You know, I'm an old school man. Ninja Scroll, Fist of the North Star, Akira, Vampire Hunter D. It took a lot to get me to watch anime again.
So speaking of animes, and I mean, you didn't know I was going to talk about this, but you know, and this is going to be kind of, you know, our love for Ready Player One. One of
the best books. We've talked about it before in the podcast. David introduced me to the book, and I fell in love. I had to actually slow down towards the end of reading it because I knew the end was coming, and I didn't want it to end that fast.
There's an anime similar to Ready Player One. Did I ever tell you about that?
Mm-mm. No.
It's called Sword Art Online.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We did talk about Sword Art Online. Yeah.
It's pretty cool. It's kind of similar to Ready Player One in the premise, but... I mean, I was going to use that as a segue to the beauty of Ready Player One and the fact that they are trying to make a movie of this very complex, very franchise-heavy book.
It talks about so many movies and video games and pop culture of the 80s that... Yeah, you were saying they said it was going to be hard.
Yeah, the director...
Right.
And the screenwriter of the movie, I believe, is at least getting full assistance from the writer of the book, or is actually the writer of the book, who also wrote the movie Fanboys.
Love it.
But they're trying so hard to get all the licensing, and he's just like, we're not going to be able to do some of the stuff. we're not going to be able to do some of it. Because, I mean, they drive DeLoreans in it.
Mm-hmm.
They drive Leopardmon from the Spider-Man
Star Wars ships. Yeah. I mean, we got... and like I was telling you, there's if you've never read the book, I'm not going to ruin it for you. But let's just say that the movie War Games with Matthew Broderick has a huge role to play towards the end, and not secure that and Pac-Man and some of the and Joust,
yeah,
would probably be the ones they'd have to secure the most, and they could play around with the other ones. You know what I mean? They could add other '80s references if they had,
yeah,
to.
Yeah, or take away,
or it's... take away, yeah.
So Jesse, that's a familiar sound.
What's that?
I mean, that sounds like ESPN.
Oh, shit, it is, dude. Hold on. We got an update.
Yeah, I said it. Sports Minute. With your hosts, Jesse Shadoons and David Poore. Brought to you by the good folks at Fuck It. Because fuck it. That's why. And by Murray's Jail Bait Shack. If they're underage, they're at Murray's. And here's Jesse Shadoos and David Ward.
Oh, it's football time, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah. As you know, it's playoff time. And today there was a huge game.
Oh, that's right. Today was a Ravens and Patriots game.
Yeah. And literally less than maybe 30, 45 minutes ago, the Patriots rallied.
Dude, when I first got home, that game was 21-0. How in the hell did the I mean, we were talking, it was 21-0 in the third quarter.
And Jesse told me, hey, David, did you see that ass whooping the Ravens put on the Patriots? And I was like, no, Jesse, let me look up. And right. Then all of a sudden,
yeah,
ESPN notified me on my iPad,
right,
Patriots win.
Dude.
35-31.
And that's insanity, because literally, that would have required the Ravens to completely fall apart. There may be more than one Harbaugh moving somewhere. I mean,
it might be a college playoff.
I mean, Harbaugh next highest year. Paid quarterback in history blows that big of a lead because his defense can't hold on. The Ravens' defense, the defense of defenses, supposedly besides the Steelers. Come on, man.
They dropped it. That's fucking bad.
They had to have. Dude, seriously, Tom Brady is sitting right now in his stylish Italian shoes with his man wife. I still say she's a man. She's from Brazil. You'd never know. Anyways, he's sitting there with his Italian shoes and his man wife sipping a cappuccino or espresso, and he's having a good time right now. And Joe Flacco is sitting at home crying. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the NFL playoffs.
Yeah, it's rough.
Tony Romo's got a rough game tonight. The Cowboys are taking on Green Bay. Oh, no, not Green Bay. No, who's playing tonight? No, it's the Seahawks. Seahawks.
They're still fucked.
And I don't think it's the Cowboys. No,
Seahawks are going to win. It's the Seahawks and Cowboys? We got Carolina versus the Seahawks.
That's who it is. Carolina versus the Seahawks. I'm so excited about, I'm not even a Cowboys fan at all. But I'm kind of excited to see that the Cowboys have actually made it this far for once. And that their offensive line is actually doing something. And maybe Tony Romo can get at least, to the NFC Championship. Because if he doesn't, he's not going to have a job.
They're America's team.
No, they're not.
They still want to be.
They want to be America's team, but they haven't been America's team since, Troy Aikman.
Okay, me and my friends were talking about this the other day. How big of a shit do you think Jerry Jones took whenever he found out that Shad Khan and the Jags put a larger TV screen in their stadium than the fucking Cowboys? Jerry Jones probably had a geriatric heart attack.
No, I think Jerry Jones sat back in his chair, scratched his balls, and goes, who watches a Jaguars game? Because you can put a big... They put a TV, they put a fucking pool with water slides, and they still can't put people in the chairs. They even built a Budweiser bar. I went there when I saw the USA Ghana friendly.
I'm still pissed at you for that. You didn't tell me you were going,
It was a surprise. My friend bought me tickets. And I believe it was from my birthday at the time. I don't remember what the hell that was, but it was something he bought me tickets for.
Is that Chris?
Yeah.
Who? That fucker's birthday's coming up.
Oh yeah, his birthday.
We gotta get down.
Oh, that's the plan. Ready. Up in we're gonna hit the clubs. That's the plan Saturday. So we're gonna be partying. I hate that stadium in Jacksonville, dude. I don't like it. It took forever to get the hell out of there, and to get in, by the way.
And yet, oddly enough, it's really well attended. I mean, I know it looks empty on TV.
It is empty.
But the percentages for NFL, like looking at how many seats are bought, but
right.
I mean, granted, they don't fucking go to the game.
Well, it's scalpers, and they're buying it for those games where big teams come to town that people actually care about. Like, I'd hate to be a Jacksonville Jaguars fan because you'd never know, A, if your team was going to be there next year. You know.
Jesus.
Or C, whether or not you were going to have a winning record. Of course, I really can't talk being a Bucks fan, so.
I was about to say. Luckily, the Dolphins, I don't know if they went even or if they had a losing record.
Well, they sure had a better record than us in Jacksonville, I guarantee you that.
Or in Tampa?
Oh, yeah.
You were at every game.
I know.
But I was at every Gator game.
We lost every home game, and I was still there because I have season tickets. And after this, if this next year, if they don't do something, I can't honestly, I can't say I'm going to renew my season tickets again. Because why am I going to pay to watch us lose? We only won away games. We won 2 away games, and we lost 10 home games.
They were tanking for the draft.
Huh?
They were taken for the draft.
I don't think so. I think the last game
they're
going to
pick up Jameis Winston.
No, they're not. No, they're not. Jameis can tap dance somewhere else and give somebody else crabs. Or take them or whatever he does with crabs. He's weird. No, we're going to get Mariota from Oregon.
I don't know if he's electing to go.
Oh, no. Jameis is staying at Florida State.
No, he's elected to go.
No, since when? He said he was going to stay.
It said online the other day. He is out.
Well, I think that was more Florida State's decision than Jameis. They were like, I don't know if we can handle another year.
That girl filed a federal suit.
Of course she filed a federal suit, because there was zero... I mean, listen, there was zero evidence he did anything. I mean, if they would have had it, he would have been charged. Let's be honest. And then it happened in Florida, too. And it's just... Look.
Speaking of botched Florida trials...
Oh, God. What are we talking about?
George Zimmy.
Yeah, George Zimmerman got arrested.
Our
again,
boy
man.
Zimmerman.
Oh, man.
You know, if there's anyone that I kind of thought was innocent and then has continually proved, God know, he actually went out to murder someone.
You know, it just proves my point that when you get away with something, you it never works out.
No.
Look at O.J. Simpson. Guy got away with murder, okay? Sit the fuck down, O.J. Okay, Zimmerman.
You would think he went to a life of solitude. No, OJ was like, fuck it.
Well, Zimmerman, you think, would have learned from OJ. You know, sit your Jew-a-Rican ass down and stop acting a fool.
So I guess it was battery? I don't know.
Battery? Again. Spousal abuse.
Again.
Again. I mean, really though, like what is the mindset, okay, in this guy's head? Like he has to know. He's probably the most hated man in America.
Besides, well, yeah. Hated woman would probably be Casey Anthony.
Oh, dude. I got to admit though, I have a secret crush on Casey Anthony.
She was pretty.
It's not that she was pretty, but she crazy as a motherfucker. And them crazy girls, you know how them crazy girls are. I'd be like hitting Casey Anthony from behind.
Oh God.
Whispering in her ear, tell me you did it.
Oh God. That's fucked up, Jesse. That's another level. Once again, I think every week you fucking push it somewhere else.
No, what I'm saying is like you never have to worry about knocking her up, dude. She'd take care of it. She's a down ass chick. Would never have to pay for a babysitter. She's got a trunk and chloroform.
Jesus Christ.
That chick gets shit done, dude.
Oh, man.
But I'm not single anymore, Casey, so fuck you.
Yeah. You lost your chance for lifelong love.
I don't like kids either.
Oh, shit. Well.
Fuck, Jesse.
That
was something.
We're going to go right into something that, I tweeted that we were going to talk about.
Yep.
And,
Let's get our Twitters out there.
Yeah, man. All right. You can tweet me at jchuduse. That's J-C-H-U-D-E-U-S-Z at twitter.com.
And mine is easy. It's at FirstXAvenger. Spell out first, F-I-R-S-T, X-Avenger. Captain America. Fuck yeah. It's my boy.
You know, I Googled my name today just for shits and giggles, and I saw myself in the white pages. Do you know that there's only 18 people in the country with my last name, and they all reside in this state?
That makes sense.
Isn't that wild, though? Like, in the entire country. That's pretty awesome. So they had this thing on there where, like, you could tweet as the most popular person with your last name, and that was easy for me to do, because I am arguably the most popular person with my last name.
Speaking of popular.
Yeah.
Minnesota,
hey.
California. One
unknown listen. And I still swear to God, when I was looking at the statistics on Podbean.com, that one unknown has got to be North Korea.
They listened.
Kim Jong, what's up? I'll do the interview.
He is probably pissed. Glee just came back.
Yeah, Glee just came back. Did it? Really?
Yeah.
Or are they just now getting to season 2 in North Korea?
They might be on episode 2. They were stuck on episode 1 for so long.
He's like, these poor boys, they're gay and it's hard.
Fucking Kim Jong-un. It never ends.
Okay, so we're going to talk about this. And, we're gonna come right out and say it, man. Je suis Charlie.
Yeah.
Why are we at a place in 2015, okay, where somebody's getting killed for freedom of expression, where 12 people get killed for freedom of expression, and an entire city basically gets held hostage, all because some people don't like how their religion's being treated?
I mean, fuck it. Even North Korea did that, get that crazy over.
Nobody died over the interview. Okay, some people lost money, sure, but nobody died because they were expressing themselves with their freedoms in their own country. I can't say that France is completely without blame in this.
Apparently they do some awful shit sometimes to Muslims.
That's not even what I mean. I mean, they allowed this to happen because they allowed Muslims to move to their country and not assimilate. They don't police the Muslim ghettos.
Yeah, they have Sharia law in the fucking Muslim ghettos.
Police won't even go in there. So, you know, they openly discuss overthrowing the French government and instituting Sharia law in an Islamic state. When you have stuff like that in your country, and am I saying every Muslim in that country is wrong? No, I'm not. What I'm saying is, when you have that, when your police don't go in there, you're going to get an element that shows up. You're going to get people that are coming across borders, that are coming to do harm.
It's almost like they're letting them occupy.
Right. Which, you know, come to think of it, the French don't have any problem letting somebody occupy them. In fact, they roll out the welcome wagon.
I'm pretty sure French could be America too, and they'd be okay with it.
Right.
We just go over there and
no, they fucking hate. They fucking hate us. I'm surprised them and the Muslims aren't like holding hands, singing "Kumbaya," because neither one of them likes us too much. If it wasn't for us, you'd still be speaking German. Anyways, but in all seriousness, these cartoonists, these men, and these I don't know if any women were killed. I didn't actually see that. Was it? Mm-hmm. Yeah. See. The editor-in-chief. There you go.
Yeah.
So, men and women that lost their lives. Okay? For what? For expressing how you feel? I mean, this is a huge problem, man. And I think that we need to address Islam like the totalitarian ideology it is. It's not a religion. It shouldn't be afforded the same protections as a religion.
And I'm not talking to you, Fox News. That's
no.
Because you guys did an interview with, I don't know who it was, but he was an asshat. And he was rude.
Somebody's mom.
No. The interviewer was rude.
Right.
As well as the imam.
Okay.
And basically, like, he was calling the imam, and this is a French imam, and he was tweeting out shit during the attack, like, this is kind of what you get.
Yeah.
You know, you shouldn't make Muhammad look bad, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, of course, the interviewer wasn't giving the imam an inch of any room to say anything. But the imam also was politely saying, fuck you, I hope every Christian, every person dies.
Right.
Besides Muslims. He was trying to politely say that, well, clearly through the whole thing.
And here's why I say fuck that guy. Because why can't we say these things about Muhammad? Okay, Muhammad married his 9-year-old niece and killed her uncle so he could do so. This guy is a murdering, child-molesting piece of shit. And these people chose to build their religion around him. And like I said, it's not a religion. I don't believe it's a religion because the entire culture is a regression. They are horrible towards women. They are horrible towards human rights. These people, it's not a religion. And the sooner that we make that public, that we say, listen, we're not going to take this anymore. This is not a religion. This is a totalitarian ideology that is bent on world domination, and we're not going to take it anymore.
I agree. It's just, it's a matter of looking at it realistically. There's no love promoted throughout that religion.
No.
I mean, granted, there are peaceful people. I know, I've met Muslims that are very nice.
There are Muslims that live here in this country that love America.
And they are not extremists.
No.
Not every Muslim, like I said, because people could say the same thing about Christians. And I've felt that a lot in my life. You know, they automatically assume I'm some fucking extremist that's going to run the crusades on their shit. Like,
well, and, you know, look, the thing about religion is, and it's, religion right now in the world is a cornered animal.
Yeah, okay? I agree with that.
It's losing ground every step of the way. Secularism is really starting to take over, especially in the West. And so, what does a cornered animal do?
Lashes out.
Right. And I've seen YouTube videos of American pastors calling on their congregations to be actual soldiers for God and carry weapons, and, you know, eventually they're going to carry out stuff. So, you know, we have to be at watch abroad as well as at home with our own people. I mean, there's crazy people everywhere. I think the key to defeating this radical, crazy Islamic nonsense is women. I think the education of women is the key to handling this problem. Because if you look what's happened in Tunisia, where the women have, you know, begun to revolt and declare their rights, change is happening.
So, I bet you have something to say about this.
You know,
you've been on a kick lately.
I've been on a parody kick, man. I've been just going at it, but this really struck a chord with me, and not just because of the senseless loss of life, but because the one thing I've said about this podcast and the one thing I've said about freedom is you know, political correctness is the coffin nail of freedom.
Right.
Not being able to say what you want, not being able to express yourself, truly express yourself, is fascism. And we don't want to be there. And if there's one thing I want to do, it's to never be afraid to say what's on our minds. Because if we do that, we're lost.
I mean, so you want to make it to where we might die.
Because I hope we don't die. I mean, there's no denying that this new song is inflammatory, and there's no denying that the subsequent music video that will go up on Yeah, I Said It's YouTube channel tomorrow for as long as YouTube allows it, is not going to be poignant, and that it's not going to be targeted. It is, and it's supposed to be, and it's supposed to be evocative, and well, shit. I mean,
just do it.
Let's let it speak for itself.
Hello, Westerners. It is I, the ghost of Osama bin Laden. Yes, you thought I was gone. You thought Al-Qaeda was dead. Oh, no. We are like the cockroaches. After the whole earth is a radiated wasteland, we are still the only ones left. We spit on you, George Bush. What is that you say? Well, of course, I know I'm dead. I really have no room to talk. My plans failed. Well, you know, win some, lose some. Screw you guys. Why did you have to kill me on my day off? I was whacking it when you broke in SEAL Team 6. Why? I mean, Christ, the indignity of it all. And I didn't even finish. Oh, well. Just play the fucking song already. I give up. We're finished.
A Muslim extremist, or you are a dirty terrorist. Muhammad is a bitch. Different types, some wear bombs. Apologist for Islam, that's it. We're tired of your shit. Dressed up like a suicide bomber, trying hard to look just like Osama. Come now, let's be done with Islam, intolerance, and suicide bombs. Your shit, Muhammad is a bitch. Have you seen those brave cartoons up and down the avenue? Absolutely no discretion, pencils are his only weapon. Dying for free expression, ideals and heroism. Artwork was his life, gone before his time. If you are a Muslim extremist, or you are a dirty terrorist, Muhammad is a bitch. You don't like women with strong opinions, mini skirts of girls who show their tits, Muhammad is a bitch. Dressed up like a suicide bomber, trying hard to look just like Osama. Come now, let's be done with Islam, intolerance, and suicide bombs. Your shit, Muhammad is a bitch. Dressed up like a suicide bomber, trying hard to do your best, Osama. So if you are a Muslim extremist, or you are a dirty terrorist, Muhammad is a bitch. 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 If you are a Muslim extremist, or you are a dirty terrorist, Muhammad is a bitch. Muhammad is a bitch. Muhammad is a bitch. Muhammad is a bitch.
So there you go.
And yeah,
I gotta admit, I'm a little bit concerned. I am a little bit, because I've never actually thought about not putting something up. But if I don't, once again, I think I would be betraying my own ideals.
Yeah, you'd be betraying our founding fathers.
That's right, and I'm just not gonna do that. So, I really hope everyone and their families are doing okay in Paris. My heart goes out to all of you, as I'm sure yours does.
Yeah.
And we just want to say we're sending you love from America, you froggy fucks. Fucking I'm not really crazy about the French, man, but I feel really bad for these guys. I'm just saying. I think maybe they should take a little bit more of a hardline stance to this stuff, and they're not. And it's a little depressing. I mean,
you don't see them doing that to Seth MacFarlane.
No.
I kind of wish they would.
But look at the stuff he's gotten away with.
Yeah.
As far as Islam is concerned, they probably find it funny or entertaining. I'm not sure. So, but we're going to get off of that. We're going to bring it back up into the lighthearted arena, shall we say.
Yeah.
So we're sharing. What do you got for me, man?
A broken body. Played soccer today. Fuck.
Yeah? Tired?
Yeah.
Listen, I've said it more times than I can mention. I'm not going to play soccer. I'm fat. You can make me the goalie. If I can lean to the left or to the right quick enough. Hashtag fat life.
Yeah.
It's a shutout.
Yeah, soccer soccer isn't for hashtag fat life.
No, it is definitely not. That is
and
for,
we played on a short field.
It's for in-shape individuals
yeah.
with superior athletic abilities.
I was out there and this guy was twirling the ball with his foot in ways that I would have never thought was possible.
Well, you know, our legs don't bend that way. And even if they do, that would probably send us to the hospital.
I did score, though. I did a slow dive because I made sure I didn't want to kill myself.
A slow dive. How does one do a slow dive?
I basically laid down on the ground.
To say about this.
I just kind of laid down on the ground. Yeah. I was because we were being cautious. Like okay. The one guy was like, "I want to do a running dive with my knees after I score," and so he kind of just kneeled down on the ground. He's like, I don't want to kill myself.
So one guy assumes the position, and then you do a slow dive. And
listen, man, it was
this soccer game sounds as a whole. Is this year this wasn't Brazil when you guys were in?
You know, this is kind of bringing it full circle.
Yeah.
We talked about soccer on the first episode we were on together.
This is true. We talked about soccer.
The guy that got his head fucking... drawn in corner.
Oh my god.
You
don't
remember that?
In Brazil where the dude got his head cut off the referee.
Yeah
man.
For stabbing the player.
Jesus, man. You know, those fuckers take shit seriously down there, man. It's like Mexicans in Telemundo. Those novellas are serious, man. I make a lot of money. You don't even understand, dude. Like, those novellas, all that stuff on like Telemundo makes an ass ton load of money. So, there's good news.
Is there? Tell me.
Well, we may find out if there's life on Europa soon.
No way.
Yeah, relatively soon, NASA, in joint cooperation with somebody I can't remember, is actually going to be launching. I think it's like 2019. It's right before we start like sending stuff to Mars with people in it. We're sending a probe to Europa to basically drill a hole in the ice shelf, and we're gonna go ice fishing.
For people?
No, not for fucking people. We're gonna be ice fishing for whatever's in that ocean. What's really cool about Europa...
I was about to say, you know, I just
no,
needed to...
No, man, listen, there's like... The cool thing about Europa is that it's uniquely placed in Jupiter's gravity. That's, so between the other moons and Jupiter's gravity, it kind of massages, if you will, the moon of Europa. It kind of like squeezes it in and out, which we think has left a huge ocean of warmer water underneath this ice sheath. Now, we've seen from satellite images what appears to be the remnants of geysers that have shot out of the ice and then frozen immediately on the surface. So it's encouraging. I mean, can you imagine if in a few years we're definitely, definitively, maybe, probably going to know if there's life on another planet. Maybe not necessarily intelligent, but life at all. I mean, we're going to be alive for this if this happens.
Yeah.
That's exciting to me, man. I think you know, we talk...
Space is my shit.
Me like, too, man. We talk about all the hate and all the bad things going on in the world, but, you know, there's things to be excited about. There's things to look forward to. You know, We live in a fantastic, marvelous world, and we all get to share it together. And we may not do the best job of doing that from time to time, but I think we can all find common ground in some things, and we can all gaze up at the stars and imagine the possibilities.
That was some hippie shit, but I'm down.
It was some hippie shit, dude.
That was about as hippie as I've ever heard you get in my life.
I was channeling Carl Sagan right there, dude. That was like...
Not Neil deGrasse?
No. No, I love... That's my homeboy. I love Neil deGrasse Tyson. But no, I was definitely channeling some old Carl Sagan. Come with me on a journey into the galaxy.
Oh, Carl Sagan.
Oh, we miss dimension. You, Carl, man.
Yeah.
Seriously. But anyways... be sure to check us out on Twitter. I'm at Jay Shadoose. He's at
First X Avenger.
Yep. Hit us up on our Yeah, I Said It Facebook page. And also check out Sunday because it's probably going to be pulled down very quickly. When it does go up, it'll be going up around the same exact time as the podcast does. So be on the lookout for our Yeah, I Said It YouTube channel. And we're going to see you guys next week. We're going to have a whole bunch more stuff to talk about. I'm Jesse Shadoose.
I'm David Ward.
Peace. I said it, I'm seeing it now.